This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And we have Matt in the studio to give us the news headlines.
Thanks, Jax. Retail heavyweight Woolworths is looking to either sell or wind up its struggling Masters and Home Timber and Hardware chains after years of losses. Woolworths' decision comes in stark contrast to their rivals Wesfarmers, who are pushing ahead with the international expansion of Bunnings. So people are going to have lots of barbecues, lots of sausages in the UK. It'll be amazing.
Lots of DIYs.
Lots of DIYs. And Madonna has been accused of performing her most recent concert while under the influence. Some fans in Louisville, Kentucky were confused at the singer's antics yesterday, where she apparently arrived 3 hours late to her Rebel Heart concert, forgot what city she was performing in, and trash-talked the locals. Celebrity website TMZ says one fan claimed Madonna even spoke in a fake hillbilly accent. Madonna, of course, will be touring Australia in March.
Is that a real thing that's happened?
It's.
I want to hear Madonna's hillbilly accent now.
My housemate and I have been constantly, because it's not a cheap concert, and I love going to concerts, and I'm happy to spend money if I know it's going to be a good show. We keep refreshing the ticket site, wondering if the prices will drop, because it hasn't sold out because it's expensive. But what I'm saying is...
How much is it?
Like, oh, you're looking...
$2,000.
You're looking at $500 to sit a little bit further away than you want to in you-know-which arena. I'm sorry. I'd get my money back. Thanks, Madge.
Is she even going to turn up?
I want to see a video of that before I take that as fact. There's no way Madonna...
I wouldn't mind that. Yeah. Like, if she wants to come to Melbourne town and speak in a bogan Australian accent...
How you doing, Melbourne?
It's on the wires, so I'm just reporting what's on the wires.
Okay. We'll let you keep going, Matt.
And in sport, Collingwood president Eddie Maguire has labelled star players Dane Swan and Travis Cloak idiots after explicit videos, photos and texts were reportedly leaked to the media. There you go.
Why did they get dumber?
They do, but...
Wait, you're a Collingwood supporter, aren't you?
No, I'm Essendon.
You're Essendon, okay, I'm
but
Collingwood.
I don't want to see those ones, Newt.
No.
Jamie Elliott. Get onto it. Woman's Day, I'm just asking, please. Oh, in love with that boy.
So you've got a list of footballers you'd like to see nude that you could just say off the top of your head, that's amazing.
Just like that. I haven't even thought about it. Oh, David Zaharakis as well.
There we go.
Yes. And weather. Oh, no, you probably... You want to do weather, don't you?
Yeah, you do the weather.
I'll do the weather.
Thanks, Matt.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.